The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Boys and girls, have you ever seen a movie that was a musical? In other words, in the movie, there's lots of songs. People sing and kind of dance around. Well, in 1968, before I was born, there was a wonderful musical called Oliver. Oliver. Have any of you seen it? Oliver? Well, I hope you get to see it. Tremendous musical. Great music in it. Wonderful songs. It's about an orphanage of boys. And every day, every morning, they come downstairs and they have to eat their breakfast. Do you know what their breakfast is? Gruel. Gruel. It's this gray goop that they pour into the bowl. None of the boys like it. Tastes terrible. And they all dream of eating real food and growing big and fat like the people who are in charge of the orphanage. They sing a song in that musical movie called Glorious Food. They sing, "Food, glorious food." It's a wonderful, wonderful song because they hope to be able to eat the real food that the people in charge of the orphanage eat and not the gray goop called gruel. Today I want you to think about your favorite food. What do you like to eat? Let me ask you, see if you like some of these things. If you like pizza, raise your hand. Wonderful. Thank you. Put your hands down. If you like chicken pot pie, raise your hand. Okay, I got a few chicken pot pie people. Put your hands down. If you like cheeseburgers, raise your hand. Okay, thank you. Put your hands down. Now, boys and girls, if you are Hispanic, you might like some carne asada. Raise your hand if you like some carne asada. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Put your hands down. If you are an Indian, if you're an Indian like me, I'm from India, means I'm an Indian. If you're an Indian, you might like some chicken curry. Raise your hand if you like chicken curry. Put your hands down. Thank you. Like those children in that musical, when we sit down to our favorite food, we feel like singing, "Food, glorious food." We love to eat our favorite food, don't we? We love it. Now, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you a question that you may not know the answer to. I read a book once called The Lord of the Rings. And in that book, there were these little people called hobbits. Raise your hand if you know what a hobbit is. Some of you may have read that book. Okay, put your hands down now. Boys and girls, do you know how many times a hobbit eats during a day? Most of us, you and I, how many times do we eat? 3 times. When? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But do you know how many times, do you know how many times a hobbit eats in the given day? He eats all the way in the back. 7 times. He eats 7 times. I'm going to tell you what times that he eats, okay? A hobbit eats it. The first time is at breakfast. And that's at 7 a.m. He eats breakfast at 7. And then he has second breakfast at 9 a.m. And then he has 11sies, which is at 11 a.m. And then he has lunch, which is at 1 p.m. And then he has afternoon tea, which is at 4 p.m. And then he has dinner, which is at 6 p.m. And then he has supper, which is at 8 p.m. 7 times a day, a hobbit sits down in front of his plate at food and sings, "Food, glorious food." We all love food. We love to eat and sit down in front of our favorite meal. Today I want to tell you about a beautiful young lady who gave up eating all food except one. She only ate one kind of food. She only ate the bread and the wine at Mass, the Eucharist. That's all she ate. Her name was Alexandrina da Costa, and she lived in Balarasa, Portugal. She was born in 1904, and she died in 1955, when she was 51 years old. Were any of you born in 2004? Raise your hand if anybody was born in 2004. Well, if you were, you were born on the 100-year anniversary of her birthday in 1904, 100 years later. She was born exactly 100 years before 2004. Well, starting in 1947, and for the last 13 years of her life, she did not eat anything. No cheeseburgers, no pizza, no carne asada, no chicken curry, and not even any gruel. She only received Holy Communion every day. And she didn't eat communion 7 times a day like a hobbit would, but only once a day. Her love for Jesus was so amazing that the doctors wanted to make sure she wasn't cheating and eating something on the side, like as if she were hiding something under her pillow at night and taking out the food and eating it, like some of you would do. You ever hide any food under your pillow at night so you can eat? Yes. This is not confession, boys and girls. This is Mass. You can confess that later. They took her to the hospital. They took Alexandrina to the hospital for 40 days. And they watched her day and night to test her, to make sure she was not eating anything. The only thing she ate was Holy Communion. Maybe before the priest brought her Holy Communion, she sang, "Food, glorious food," before she received Holy Communion. In the gospel today, Jesus says, "For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Jesus is talking about Holy Communion, boys and girls, in John chapter 6. He's talking about that bread, which is really Jesus' body, his flesh, and that wine, which is really Jesus' blood. That is what blessed Alexandrina da Costa believed. And that's what you and I believe as Catholics. Boys and girls, you and I don't have to give up eating all our food like Alexandra Alexandrina did. But we do have to eat the Eucharist every Sunday. Don't miss that meal. At Sunday Mass, we should sing as enthusiastically as those children in the musical did. Food, glorious food. This is the greatest food in the world. Praised be Jesus Christ.